Big Band Swing.
Indeed. Plus, that music from Duke Ellington, piano, Django Reinhardt, guitar, from a Chicago, November the 10th, 1946 recording at the Civic Opera House. Here we'll start with Ring Dem Bells.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Duke Ellington at the Civic Opera House, Chicago, 1946.
Thank you.
Hiawatha from Duke Ellington. Our last selections, we've been listening to a concert, the great from a CD, The Great Chicago Concerts. This was one from 1946 on the Big Band Swing Show. Let's see, that was exactly the Civic Opera House, 1946. Jazz at the Philharmonic is up now with Ella Fitzgerald, and she'll be backed by Raymond Tunia, piano, Ray Brown, bass, Buddy Rich, drums. There at Carnegie Hall, it's September 1954. Staying at Carnegie Hall, this time 1953, and Ella does My Bill.
I can't explain why it should be just the one man in the world. Just my bill, an ordinary boy. He hasn't got a thing that I can brag about, and yet today upon his knee, so comfy and roomy, feels natural to me, and I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, 'cause he's just my pill. Maybe he's not much, just another man doing what he can. But what do I care? I don't know just why. Know that he's my guy, and I always will, because he's just my.
Noel Coward in New York City.
I don't care for China. Japan's far too small. I've rumbled the Rio Grande. I hate Asia Minor. I can't bear Bengal. And I shudder to think of that awful stink on the road to Samarkand. It's really hell, that dreadful smell on the road to Samarkand. But I like America. I have played around every slappy, happy hunting ground, and I find America okay. I've been about a bit, but I must admit that I didn't know the half of it till I hit the USA. No likely lass in Boston, Mass, from passion will recoil. In Dallas, Texas, they talk of sex, but only think of oil. New Jersey dames go up in flames if someone mentions bed. In Chicago, Illinois, any girl who meets a boy giggles and shoots him dead. But I like America. Its society offers infinite variety, and come what may, give me a holiday in the good old USA. I've loathed every acre from Can to Canton. I also deplore Bombay. I've jeered at Jamaica and seen through Ceylon and exploded that myth of those flying fifth on the road to Mandalay. I'll never miss those blasted fifth on the road to Mandalay, but I like America. I have traveled far from Northumberland to Zanzibar, but I find America okay. I've roamed the Spanish Main, eaten sugar cane, but I never tasted cellophane till I struck the USA. All delegates from southern states are nervy and distraught. In New Orleans, those wrought iron screens are dreadfully overwrought. Beneath each tree in Tennessee, erotic books are read. And when alligators thud through the Mississippi mud, sex rears its ugly head. But I like America, its simplicity and its passion for publicity. And come what may, I shall return someday to the good old USA.
Noel Coward, 1955 in New York City. We continue with this album.
Hey. Louisa was a movie queen before she'd achieved the age of sweet 16. Long before Cagney threw those girls about, little Louisa tossed her curls about. Later, when the talkies came, the whole world resounded to her fame. Each time she married, every daily paper carried headlines blazing her name. Not only headlines, but photographs and interviews. Everything she did was news that held the world in thrall. Some say she read lines better than Marlena could. No other entertainer could compete with her at all. But regardless of the fact that she could sing and dance and act and owned furniture that wasn't little rockery, and regardless of her gems, which were hers, not MGM's, her life was one long mockery. Louisa was terribly lonely. Success brought her naught but despair. She derived little fun from the Oscars she'd won, and none from her home in Bel Air. She said she was weary of living on this bestial terrestrial plane. When friends came to visit, their hands she would clutch, crying, "Tell me, why is it I suffer so much? Oh, if only, if only, if only my life wasn't quite such a strain." And soon after that, she was terribly lonely all over again. Louisa was terribly lonely. Louisa was terribly sad. It appears that the cheers that had rung in her ears for years had been driving her mad. She sobbed when men offered her sables and moaned when they gave her champagne. She remarked to her groom on their honeymoon night, as he tenderly kissed her and switched off the light, "Oh, if only, if only, if only I'd flung myself out of that plane." And the very next day, she was terribly lonely all over again. Louisa was terribly lonely. The girl had no fun. Louisa was tired of it all. Not a call from anyone. She gazed like a dazed, frustrated sphinx at 108 mutated minks. And she wrung her hands and she beat her breast, crying, "My, my, my, I'm so depressed." Nobody knew the trouble she'd seen. Nobody knew but you know who the tribulations of a movie queen. So farewell to lovely Louisa, we just let life tease her. Let's leave her searching in vain to find someone to explain why destiny singled her out to be only lonely over and over again.
Mid-1950s with Noel Coward, and we're going to close it with Half-Cost Woman.
Shame of it.
Laugh a bit, drink a bit, love a bit more. You can supply our need. Chaff a bit, think a bit, what's it all for? That's your Eurasian creed. Sailors with sentimental hearts who love and sail away when the dawn is gray. Look at you and say, half-caste woman, living a life apart, where did your story begin? Half-caste woman, have you a secret heart waiting for someone to win? Were you born of some queer magic in your shimmering gown? Is there something strange and tragic deep, deep down? Half-caste woman, what are your slanting eyes waiting and hoping to see? Scanning
the far horizon, wondering what the end will be. Down along the river, the sky is a quiver, for dawn is beginning to break. Hear the sirens wailing, some big ship is sailing and leaving your dreams in its wake. Why should you remember the things that are past, moments so swiftly gone? Why worry, for the Lord knows life goes on. Go to bed in daylight, try to sleep in vain. Get up in the evening, work begins again. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, questioning the same refrain. Half-caste woman, living a life apart, where did your story begin? Half-caste woman, have you a secret heart, waiting for someone to win? Were you born of some queer magic in your shimmering gown? Is there something strange and tragic deep, deep down? Half-caste woman, what are your slanting eyes waiting and hoping to see? Scanning the far horizon, wondering what the end will be.
Noel Coward. And that is it for the Big Band Swing Show. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Always glad to get together with you on 88.7KRVS.org.
Dial in your guitar and amp, and then dial in your radio for KRVS Thursday nights at 11 for the Minor Chord. We'll talk about guitars, amps, effects, and so much more.
Support comes from the Vermilion, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's student-run newspaper, which offers students paid positions. For additional information, contact Matthew Tarver at mtarver@louisiana.edu or call 337-482-6958.
We're brothers Cody Winters and Danny Hiltz with Japan Jukebox. New episodes air every Monday night at 11 p.m. with an encore every Saturday at 3 a.m. Only on listener-supported KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.